T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New Yorkers of color are more likely to have their driver's licenses suspended because they can't afford to pay the fines associated with traffic violations.
Well, that's according to a new report released by the Racial Justice Project at New York Law School, which also found people of color are disproportionately stopped, ticketed, arrested, and charged.
WCBS's Linda Lopez spoke with Katie Adamides, who worked on the report.
One of the statistics that you noted that I found striking was that in the 10 zip codes with the highest concentration of people of color, stops are much higher than in the 10 zip codes that have the highest concentration of white populations.
Absolutely. So New York State's communities with the highest percentage of people of color have traffic debt suspension rates up to 4 times as high as our whitest communities. So traffic debt suspension practices are definitely racialized in New York State.
Now, your study shows that these numbers lead to people of color having higher numbers of license suspensions and much higher numbers of traffic debt. Now, why is traffic debt such a bad thing?
People drive to meet their basic needs. Across the state, people rely on driving to be able to get to work or take care of their dependents. And when we take away their ability to legally drive, we take away their ability to work and earn the money to pay their fines. It gets people trapped in a cycle of poverty that they just can't escape. And the timeline is really fast under the current law. You really only get about 30 days to respond to a traffic ticket. Some people simply do not have that money in the time that they're allowed.
So when that traffic debt is not paid in that amount of time in full, it just incurs more expense.
Exactly. And then you have to pay an additional fee on top of it all to get your license back after it's been suspended. This is a counterproductive way to try to collect an outstanding debt. It doesn't work. It's high overhead. We're tying up our policing and court resources to ultimately do a poor job of trying to collect debt, when instead we could be offering payment plans that allow people to continue to drive legally.
So what changes in the law would you like to see?
We'd like to see the legislature pass the Driver's License Suspension Reform Act. The act would end traffic debt suspensions, which are suspensions for either not paying a traffic ticket or not appearing on a traffic ticket. It would make affordable payment plans available at $10 per month or 2% of a person's income, whichever is greater. And it will reinstate driver's licenses suspended for traffic debt. And I want to note that traffic debt suspensions make up 2/3 of all suspensions in New York State. So of all suspensions in New York State for any reason, traffic debt suspensions make up the vast majority of what we suspend for. I mean, New York issued nearly 1.7 billion suspensions in a 28-month period. These are not small numbers. This is a huge problem, and we need to make this reform now.
Adamides says a bill with those proposed changes is currently before the state legislature.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.